Altera News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump was in Charlotte on Friday and spoke to leaders of the largest law enforcement labor organization in the United States.
I am so deeply honored to receive the Fraternal Order of Police official endorsement for President of the United States. Thank you all very much in the room. I know you voted on that.
And the appearance came as the organization holds its fall meeting in Charlotte and after the police organization's leaders met with Trump at Mar-a-Lago earlier this year. Republican Vice President's candidate J.D. Vance says Kamala Harris is actually to blame for some of the inflationary prices she's now threatening to remedy using price controls.
The only thing we need to do is boot her out of office, bring back common sense energy and economic policies. That will solve inflation. Competitive markets solve inflation. You don't solve inflation by having a government bureaucrat determine what price you're allowed to sell something for.
And vice presidential candidate Senator Vance told the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt show this week the real solution to high prices is to avoid the very kind of government regulations favored by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris that have proven to stifle competition. A rare find is going up for auction. Ron Taylor has more on that.
A rare copy of the U.S. Constitution that was signed and sent to states to ratify is up for auction later this month in North Carolina. The document was found inside a filing cabinet at a property once owned by a former North Carolina governor. The copy was made after the Congress, under the Articles of Confederation, approved the new Constitution in 1787. Secretary Charles Thompson signed two copies for each of the 13 states and sent them away. Only eight are known to still exist, and the copy being sold September 28th by Brunk Auctions in Asheville is the only known privately held copy. Happy bidding. Ron Taylor reporting.
More on these stories at srnnews.com. An atheist organization is going after the Ten Commandments. Here's Michael Harrington.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation wants officials in Jefferson County, Illinois, to pull down a large display of the Decalogue at the county courthouse. The foundation claims that the monument is a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. County officials appear to be ignoring the atheists' demands. The foundation spends most of its time trying to eliminate any expression of Christianity it can find in the public square. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Massachusetts have passed a bill that would promote the LGBT agenda in the state's nursing homes and long-term care facilities. The measure would require those institutions to provide staff training on the rights of LGBTQ adults and those living with HIV. It would also bar staff from discriminating based on a person's sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, intersex status, or HIV status. This is SRN News. Hurricane recovery has been slow in Louisiana.
It's been nearly 4 years since Hurricanes Laura and Delta decimated southwest Louisiana and caused an estimated $22 billion in damage nationwide. Delays in Congress and a lengthy process to approve federal funding forced people in Lake Charles, where one-fifth of the population falls below the poverty line, to dip into their savings to afford rent. Some still live in FEMA trailers or remain in their damaged homes. Others are ensnared in ongoing legal battles with their insurance providers, and some have opted to leave the state altogether. John Scott reporting.
Two astronauts left behind in space as Boeing's troubled capsule returns to Earth. Empty, the Starliner capsule landed in the New Mexico desert late Friday with its two test pilots left behind at the International Space Station. They'll be brought home by SpaceX about 8 months from now. More on these stories at srnnews.com.